I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen. She used to be synonymous with the jacuzzi, and he used to be the Hamptons' resident floozy. It's Watch What Happens Live with Trishelle Cannatella and Carl Radke now.
Andy Cohen's got the 411, king of midnight fun, MCAC.
Hey, everybody. Hey, guys. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Watch What Happens Live. I'm your host, Andy Cohen, with a reality star slash professional poker player and another reality star who's poked everything from here to Long Island. You met my first guest back in 2002 on The Real World Las Vegas. Now she's back for her latest gamble, The Challenge All-Stars, with new episodes every Thursday on Paramount+. Please welcome Bravo superfan Trishelle Cannatella. Hey, Trishelle. So
hey,
excited you're here. Always been a fan. And my next guest also knows a thing or two about bringing housewife drama into all of our homes. From Summer House, it's everybody's favorite FF boy. That's former F boy, Carl Radke. Hey, Carl.
How's it going, Andy?
Very good. Great to see you. Before we get going, I mean, I have so many questions for both of you. And Carl, I have to start by sending you my condolences. So tough seeing you go through what you went through this season with your brother. But I have to say, for anyone who's dealt with family or friends with addictions, it really resonated.
Yeah, no, thanks for saying that. You know, our families come together in a beautiful way. And like I said, it's connected with a lot of people out there. And I never really thought I'd live it out on Bravo, but the support I've had and my friends and everybody coming together, it's been amazing. And I hope everybody knows you're not alone. There is help out there. So,
and where are you in your sobriety these days, or how's it going?
I'm 90 days sober today, actually.
Great.
So really happy about that. You know, my brother never stuck. A lot of cheers. Now my brother never really stuck to a program, and it was something I needed to do. And I'm really proud of myself for doing that. So I'm feeling great, and I'm happy to be here.
So lots to break down from tonight's episode. What was your reaction, by the way, when you heard Paige telling Hannah in the jacuzzi that she had thought about having sex with you on that boat?
I mean, just like, you know, I didn't know that until after seeing it. But, you know, Paige and I have always had a great chemistry. I was definitely a little, I mean, I was like, whoa, she has a boyfriend, though. So I got to be careful.
Trishelle, what was your reaction to Hannah bringing Dez into the house?
I loved it. I have to say I was personally offended by all the age comments because I am 41. I thought it was great, but Kyle was pretty funny about it. I loved his comment about the dad, and yeah, that was funny.
How, by the way, how old are Kyle and Luke that they keep making these comments about Dez's age, Carl?
Yeah, well, I'm 36, Luke's 37, Kyle's 38.
So this guy's 4 years older than them, and they're calling him his dad?
Yeah, that's not okay.
Yeah. What was your reaction to Hannah and Dez banging it all over the house while you guys were gone?
I mean, I've done a lot of stupid stuff. I think it's incredibly disrespectful that they had sex in Kyle in Amanda's bathroom. He's a guest in the house, and I'm pretty sure no one's ever done that, especially when you had your own bed to go to. But I'm glad that they had fun, but not in Kyle and Amanda's bathroom.
Trishelle, you may have started multiple seasons of The Challenge, but for you, passionately discussing Bravo is never a challenge. So I want to get into all the shows you're binging right now. Who's been your MVP of this crazy quarantine summer house season?
Well, a few of them, but I would first say Carl, just because being in that situation, dealing with all the horrible news that he had and maintaining, you know, sobriety and then just controlling his drinking like he did, I thought that was amazing. But then you have Kyle, who always is good for drama and comments. But then Steven, he did a PowerPoint presentation for Lindsay. That was that was huge.
If you were Hannah, would it have bothered you that Dez announced they had sex on their second date?
No, because I do that to my husband when I describe our relationship. I'm like, yeah, we had sex the first night. Just like, I mean, that's no big deal.
How do you feel about Sierra and Carl, the possibility of the two of them? And do you think Carl owes it to Luke to run it by him first?
Ooh, okay. I think that Ciara is gorgeous. She's stunning. I think that y'all would make a beautiful couple. And no, I would not run it by Luke because he's dated like everybody and didn't even bother to tell the other person that he was dating someone else. I mean, at the same time.
What was your reaction to Luke's big blow up with Carl and Kyle? I mean, I personally couldn't stop laughing at the whole mess.
Yeah, because of the way that they were dressed.
I mean, Carl's running around in his black boxer briefs.
Yeah, I mean, it's hilarious whenever you're looking at it. But honestly, I always get scared when the guys fight on a challenge. So I probably would have started crying or something ridiculous. But I mean, look at Carl's hat. I mean, this is ridiculous.
What did you think of Lindsay and Stravi's knockout fight over her making him sandwiches?
I feel for her. I think the sandwich was like a metaphor for something bigger in that relationship. He was checked out. He was phoning the relationship in. I am totally pro Lindsay on this. Like, I would have been mad too.
Moving on to Atlanta, why is Kenya so obsessed with proving that Portia did something with Bolo?
Well, first off, Kenya is messy. We all know that. And also, I think that she probably was just mad that she didn't get any Bolo love.
If you were Portia, would you lose trust in Marlo after she befriended Kenya?
Huh. Yeah, I would, because I'm a ride or die friend, and I would be mad if my good friend had started befriending my enemy.
Moving on to Jersey, were you surprised to see Joe Gorga get so heated at the idea that Teresa would still be defending Juicy Joe?
No, I wasn't. I mean, Juicy Joe ruined their entire family, put Teresa in jail. Everything that he said was right to me. He's terrifying whenever he's mad, but I understood it.
All right. Thank you very much, Trishelle. I mean, we could go on and on here. And we will. You know, Carl, it is interesting that you've kind of become the voice of reason in the house. You went from F-boy to the elder statesman, it seems like. When you got back from being with your family after your brother, I have to assume that's what brought you to deciding that you were okay to drink, right?
Yeah, I mean, I've been wrestling with the notion of, can I moderate? Can I not moderate? And at that point, you know, I went home to family. It was a very difficult time. And I was like, you know what? Screw it. I'm going to have some fun. And clearly being dressed up for the bar crawl and mixing and having a lot of emotion. I mean, I'm not proud of that at all. I'm actually really embarrassed by it. Not great delivery. Obviously, we don't want to be fighting our friends. And it was terrifying for the whole house. It was a really scary moment, for sure.
Well, as the elder statesman of the group, I have questions for you, some advice questions that you could give some of your less evolved roomies. Should Lindsay toss that life schedule she created for herself, or is it smart to have those goals?
I mean, listen, I think Lindsay needs to have those goals. She's a goal-oriented woman, and I bless her heart for that. Maybe every once in a while I'll break them, but stick to the rules.
Would Kyle be wise to not ask women whether or not their breasts are real moving forward?
Yeah, I think that's a good move. Kyle, I love him, bless his heart, but yeah, don't do that, dude.
Can I still do it?
Yes.
Oh, thank you, Trishelle. Do you find it troubling that Paige didn't even feel she could be honest with Perry about how he was letting her down?
Yeah, I saw that as you guys saw that, and I was really surprised. I thought they had a pretty open dialogue about how they're feeling and where they are, but I felt for Paige. You know, it's tough to be in a house and kind of feeling like your boyfriend doesn't give a shit, you know, give a crap.
This was interesting. I want both of your opinion on tonight. Luke was talking about, you know, he questioned why he was being blamed for leading Hannah on when she was already with Dez. What are both of your thoughts on this? Was there a double standard there? Starting with Trishelle.
He was just
like victimizing himself. I mean, feeling sorry for himself, in my opinion. I don't feel bad for the guy. I think that Hannah is, I love her, and I just think that he's in the wrong on this.
Carl, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, listen, I think they both have played a little bit of games, but truthfully, I think it was tough for Luke. I mean, a lot of people were coming at him. I think Luke is a good guy. I think he's learned a lot since the summer. But I do think there was a little bit of an overlap, which I think is a little, I don't know, uncool. But I am happy for Hannah. I really am.
All right. Trishelle, do you make a lot of money off of coming back and doing those challenges?
Well, the prize is $500,000, so I guess we'll see if I get it or not.
All right. Let's go to our virtual audience. Jonathan, what's your question for Trishelle?
My question is, Trishelle, are the rumors true that you hooked up with Leonardo DiCaprio and Andy Dick? And is there any celeb you were involved with that the press never found out about?
Okay, hold on, back up. Okay, I'm assuming, sir, that you are asking about two separate hookups and there's not a three. Okay, so Trishelle, any truth to the Andy Dick rumor? We know you're now a happily married lady, but it's fun to talk about our past.
Okay, the fact that these two are even in the same sentence.
I agree, but here we are. Here we are.
Okay, here we are. Andy Dick, we made out.
Okay.
And we used to make out a lot. That's it.
Okay. Leo?
Let's just save that for the drinking game.
Ooh. Well, that's a yes, everybody. And she might have signed an NDA. Or she's just being a lady. Or both. All right. Ainsley, what's your question for Carl Radke?
Do you think it's weird how two-faced Luke is being about Dez?
Do you think it's weird how two-faced Luke is being about Dez?
I don't think he was being two-faced. I think he's just trying to navigate the situation. And, you know, he wants to look out. He wants Hannah to be happy. That's all he really wants. And I think, you know, when Luke finds out that the way Hannah was acting with Dez when they came in the house, it's not going to make anybody happy, but I don't know. Like I said, I'm happy for Dez and Hannah. I really am.
Oh, boy.
I can't wait for Luke and Hannah to be away.
I can't wait for the reunion, which, by the way, we're taping tomorrow. Thanks, virtual audience. Trishelle, I know that your time on The Real World and The Challenge has a special place in your heart, but it's time to stop being polite and start getting real honest about what went down. I have a speed round of questions. Trishelle, who do you still keep in contact with from the Vegas cast?
Everyone except for Alton.
On a scale from 1 to 10, how hot was your infamous hot tub makeout with Steven and Bryn?
A three.
Looking back on your Real World season, what moment still makes you cringe?
The hot tub scene.
What was honestly going through your mind when the fork was thrown at Steven after he called her a bitch?
At that point, I wanted a new roommate. I wanted to be another hot guy.
Were you aware of how jealous Bryn was that Steven was into you and not her?
No, I wasn't.
What's the most challenging thing viewers don't know about participating in the challenge?
Just living in close quarters with people who fart constantly.
What? That's funny. What was your reaction to Olympian Lolo Jones' recent comments that MTV forced her to quit the challenge and that producers changed the rules to fit who they want to win?
I tweeted her back and it became a thing. I did not like that at all, actually. And also, whenever you come at one of, you know, our challenge family, we're family. It's like, we can talk about our family, you can't. So she insulted us at the same time.
Okay. Thank you very much, Trishelle. Now, both of my guests know that living in a party house with cameras around is like living in a fishbowl where all the fish get wasted on Jello shots and constantly try to bang each other. So I want to tap into Trishelle and Carl's shared experience with Never Have I Ever. If you are guilty of any of the following behaviors, own up to it by sipping your beverage. Carl is not drinking alcohol, I just want to point out. Never have I ever purposefully covered up or obstructed a camera recording me. Both of you. Never have I ever done the deed while the cameras were on me. I love you, Trishelle. Never have I ever befriended a cameraman.
I mean.
Oh boy. Never have I ever stooped a cameraman. Oh, she's not drinking, okay. Never have I ever dated one of the crew or producers. No. Never have I ever gotten away with a hookup that the cameras and producers didn't know about. I love you. Never have I ever tried to make the excuse that I got a bad edit.
Oh, a million times. Where's the bottle?
Right. Never have I ever gotten caught in a hot mic moment when I didn't think I could be heard. Carl, what's one that you can think of?
Well, I mean, farting. A lot of farting.
A lot of farting. A lot of farting. You love a boxer brief, don't you?
I do. I like the tight compression feel. I've got, I don't know, I'm a bigger guy, so.
Oh. Never have I ever hooked up with Leonardo DiCaprio.
I'm parched.
Yes! Good for you.
Good for him.
And good for him! Yeah. No, but you got him when he was super hot, I think, too.
Yeah. Same for him with me.
You haven't aged a day. You look exactly the same.
Well, thank you, Andy.
All right. We are gonna leave it there. I got what I came for. Trishelle, 100th housewife, wants to know what your rose and your thorn from your time on The Surreal Life was.
The Sally Jesse Raphael interview, and that's so weird to say, but it's true.
That was your rose or thorn?
Thorn. Oh, okay. And my rose?
Yeah.
My rose was singing Ice Ice Baby with Vanilla Ice staring at me like he wanted to kill me.
Who else was in your group?
Eric Estrada, Tammy Faye, Tracy Bingham.
Oh my God, that was an iconic season.
It was good, yeah.
By the way, Ron Jeremy, I mean, he's not getting out of jail. Was he respectful of you during that time? Did he do anything untoward?
Yeah. I mean, as respectful as you would imagine the biggest porn star in the world to be, yeah, I mean, sure, he made a lot of weird jokes, but, like, I expected it.
Right. Carl Ketkut said, why don't you marry Lindsay Hubbard, have the most gorgeous hot babies, and make all the Summer House fans extremely happy?
I love Lindsay to death, but we're better off being friends.
You seem very sweet together. I really enjoy your relationship.
I think it's a beautiful friendship we have, but we did try to date and it just wasn't for us.
Are you dating anyone now, Carl?
I am single. So, you know, I think I needed some time after this past summer to kind of collect, just get everything organized. I moved into a new place. I'm feeling good. So the weather's getting warmer. You know, I think I'd like to start, you know, dipping my toe back in the dating pond.
All right. Well, on that note, it is time for Watch What Happens 5. Tonight, it seemed like everyone in the Summer House was finding love. That is everyone except Carl. And since he's had such a glow up, I have made it my mission to get him wifed up. So we are counting down the top five Bravo celebrities we think Carl should date. Young Carl, pay attention, sir. Since Carl has a history with blondes who are close to their sister, number five is New York housewife Leah McSweeney. Plus, if she gets mad at you, you might end up catching a ravioli in your mouth. What do you think? That's an interesting idea.
Leah's sober too. We've exchanged texts and she's awesome. So
okay. All right. Yes. Okay. Trishelle's dying. Okay. Up next, Carl deserves a partner who will always give him a helping hand. Number four offered to give him a hand job. I loved it when Danielle Oliveira offered to help you out. Danielle's number four. As someone who goes for guys in the booze business, number three is a home run. No pun intended. It's Southern Charm's Madison LaCroix. What do you think about maybe Madison, Carl?
I'm friends with Austin, and after hearing everything that's gone on with them, I'm good. But thank
you. Our number two woman likes...
Honey, your bank account ain't big enough.
Oh. Our number two woman likes meat on a stick, and honestly, that writes itself. It's Salt Lake's own Heather Gay. And finally, the number one woman we think Carl should date would be a relationship under one roof. It's your roommate, Paige. Seriously, we think you should date Paige. Carl, the audience does too. What do you think?
I love Paige, and she was dating Perry all summer. So, you know, they did break up in the fall. I don't know. I've been going through a ton, but I think she needs to be independent and do her thing for a bit. We'll see what happens this summer.
Okay. All right. Good tease. I want to thank Trishelle and Carl for being here.
When you choose Organic Valley, not only will you be enjoying great tasting dairy, you'll help to save over 1,600 small organic family farms who are protecting over 400,000 acres of organic farmland and all the plants and animals that call it home. This is dairy you can feel good about. It's great tasting, high quality organic dairy, ethically sourced from small organic family farms. To find Organic Valley Dairy near you, visit ov.coop. That's ov.coop.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
All right, we are back with Trishelle Cannatella from the Challenge All-Stars, dropping every Thursday on Paramount Plus, and Carl Radke from Summer House, Thursdays at 9 on Bravo. Carl, Everly W. said, do you think Amanda was being a bit dramatic, being annoyed that Stravi made a grand gesture on her engagement versary?
I can see where she's coming from. I definitely get it. Amanda's definitely had, I don't know, I feel like she doesn't get some of the love that maybe the others do. So I feel for Amanda.
Oh, you're sweet. Yeah. Carl, do you think you'll score an invite to Hannah and Dez's wedding? Melody wants to know.
I honestly don't know. I mean, if they invite me, I would be honored to go, but I don't know what their guest list looks like.
Trishelle, Danelle J wants to know if you still own the bikini you wore during your three-way kiss with Brynn and Steven on The Real World.
No, I burned.
John Y emailed Carl, between Lindsay Page and Danielle, who do you regret not making it work with the most?
I'd say Paige.
You're both single, dude.
Cool.
Okay, let's go to the audience. Audience, any questions for the group that we have assembled today? The woman on the top right, Rocco. Let's put her up and see what she's got. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Actually had a question for Andy.
Okay.
I was just wondering how Evelyn and Lou are doing, and what does Ben call them?
Ben calls them Ma and Pa. They're my parents. And he FaceTimes with them every night at dinner. And they're great. And he got to see them recently, and they're both vaccinated, and they're wonderful. And my dad is 88, and my mom is 84, and they're great. And I feel like this new grandchild is just like a total curveball for our whole family. And so he's bringing us all up and making us all very happy. So thank you for asking. Thank you. Thank you for the applause, Carl. Anyone else have a question? Yes, the woman, the beautiful redhead in the blue t-shirt who's doing a little shoulder thing. Yes. Hi, what's your question? Hi.
Hey, Andy, I'm Kelly. How are you?
Hi, great.
So I have a question for you. Oh. So the word on the street is that Real Housewife of Beverly Hills is dropping soon. Can you share?
Pretty soon, and it's really great, and everybody's going to love it. I love everybody. I wake up every morning, and people are like, the Beverly Hills trailer today, the Beverly Hills trailer today. And then we release the trailer, and then the next day, they'll be like, the Potomac trailer today, the Potomac trailer. It's like there are three Housewives on the air right now. We just dropped the New York trailer, which everyone was dying for. So give peace a chance, people. Let us do our work, and the trailers will come out, and it's okay. People get very angry at me. I don't decide when the trailers come out. Just be. There's a beautiful bounty happening. We have Atlanta, Dallas, and Jersey on right now. It's beautiful. And then the flowers will bloom, and soon Beverly Hills and New York will. Boy, am I caffeinated right now. Anyone else have a question before I shut up? Yes, the women on the bottom left in their sashes. Yes. Hi.
Hi, we love you.
Thank you.
Okay, Chriselle, we have two questions. Okay. One,
look at your old timey phone. It's so cute.
Two.
I bet it does. If it didn't, then I'd be like, that's an interesting design choice.
Okay, our first question is, Chriselle, we know you're a fan of Housewives, so what would your tagline be if you could be a housewife?
And we also want to know if he is as dreamy in person as he is on TV.
Is who as dreamy?
Wait. CT from the challenge.
Okay, I'll answer CT first. CT is physically gorgeous. He's really hot, but he's also can be kind of a jerk whenever you are with him on a challenge. Like if you're not performing to T, like he will be terrible to you. So I don't like that.
Trishelle, who is the best looking male on the chat from the challenge universe, would you say?
Oh my God. That's so hard. The last challenge that I did, because that's easier, because there's so many. I would say Nehemiah.
All right. Okay. And really, do you have a Housewives tagline?
Yeah. I haven't thought about it, but Andy, if you brought it to New Orleans, then I could. It would be like, I suck the heads of crawfish, and I don't know. That's not going to end well.
Yeah. Wow. I think it's going to end great. Trishelle, so you live in New Orleans now?
I do.
And do you have a day job or no?
Good. No, okay. And so this can get awkward because like whenever I was watching Joe Gorga and Melissa fighting on New Jersey, I was just like, wow, like I don't even have a job. So like I can't even really comment on this because like I'm a dog mom, stay-at-home dog mom.
It's all good. Okay, anyone in the audience have a question for Carl before we leave? Yes, the woman the two women, they already asked one, but okay, go to them again, second from the top. Yes, yes, hi.
Hi again, sorry, we love you guys again. Carl, when are you guys gonna start shipping Loverboy to Arkansas? Because we're really wanting it and we need it.
it's a legal thing. We're working on it. I know Kyle's, like I said, we're a small team, but we're doing our best. I wish we could have it in Arkansas ASAP, but it takes some time, unfortunately. So get up to New York. You can get plenty of it here.
All right, there you go. I want to thank Trishelle and Carl. What a fun show. Thanks, everybody. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, Andy.
We will see you next time. Yeah.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Once upon a beat. Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me, DJ Fuge, and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the New Kids and Family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet. Hey, grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Once Upon a Beat.